After taking the BA and the MA in journalism at the U of A, Kim Cross honed her skills as editor-at-large at Southern Living and by writing articles for outdoor and sports magazines and several newspapers, including USA Today. What Stands in a Storm is her first book, released just last Tuesday, and it has every chance of being a bestseller. Cross's book reminds one of Sebastian Younger's 1997 blockbuster, The Perfect Storm, in which Younger described to his reader the atmospheric conditions that combined to create the giant nor'easter, and then personalized the meteorology by telling of the fate of the crew of the Andrea Gale, a long-line swordfish boat. Cross does a splendid job of educating her readers about tornadoes, the sometimes dangerous myths and life-saving scientific truths, and brings her story home emotionally with a superb job of reporting on individuals caught in this climatic catastrophe. Although more tornadoes form on the Great Plains, they occur in every state. In fact, though, more people are killed in Alabama than anywhere else. Tornadoes do cross over mountains and enter cities. They don't get trapped in valleys. It looks as if they follow the same routes, often interstates, but that is because in these parts, the interstates and the mountains run, coincidentally, northeast, the direction weather usually travels. No need to open a window to equalize air pressure, says a NOAA publication. Quote, the roof ripping off will equalize the pressure for you, end quote. Cross discusses several earlier outbreaks, especially the rash of 148 deadly tornadoes in 1974, 319 dead, 77 in Alabama. It was the largest outbreak on record until April 2011, the subject of this book. In that month, 757 tornadoes hit 21 states from Texas to New York. Half of these hit April 24th to 27th. On the 27th, 62 hit Alabama on one day. 324 people died, 252 of them in Alabama. Cross tells the stories of a variety of people, mostly young, who survived this day. For a year, she interviewed first responders, neighbors, meteorologists, survivors, and took their eyewitness accounts. With the cooperation of families and friends, Cross has also meticulously pieced together the stories of several who didn't make it through, using, and quoting precisely, without editing, time-stamped posts from phones, Facebook, Twitter, chat rooms, audio and visual recordings of every kind. This is an extraordinary piece of reporting and could not have been done prior to texts and social media. Cross treats the storms in Mississippi and in Cullman, Birmingham, and Cordova, Alabama, but focuses on Tuscaloosa and especially on the Beverly Heights neighborhood, using one house to exemplify the destructive power of the storm as it shredded neighborhoods and turned debris into millions of pieces of shrapnel, and to demonstrate the courage and selflessness the tragedy evoked in friends and neighbors, yes, and even in strangers. Be warned, the pain is evoked too. The scenes of fathers in morgues identifying the bodies of daughters, the realization that many young, promising lives were arbitrarily crushed will choke the reader up. Cross rightly identifies and praises many heroes on that day, but one is perhaps unexpected. James Spann, the veteran weatherman, at his post for ABC TV in Birmingham, is credited with saving innumerable lives because he recognized the immense danger, could explain it clearly, and convinced listeners to take shelter.